What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B. Hey, check it. Just want to let you know that this episode of IDS Extra is brought to you by the good people at Tweaked Audio. Go to Tweaked Audio to satisfy all of your earbuds and headphone needs. Queen, I'll be going to them soon because somebody jacked me yesterday while I was working out, stole my headphones. So
did they steal them or you left them?
Well, I dropped them. Okay. And didn't know I dropped them.
All right.
But they couldn't like just leave them there.
No.
And just let me come back around and get them.
Nope. Dope headphones, dope earbuds. What you going to do?
Listen, it has a lifetime guarantee, but if you drop them, that one's sort of on you. But if you drop them and break them and you find them, you send them back, get you a new one. But the only way that works is if you put in the code IDS, get you the 33% off, free shipping. And like I said, lifetime guarantee. Hey, y'all. It's like a sore dick. You can't beat it. Tweaked Audio.
You are down in deep.
This is deep.
What's going on, good people? This is your man, Big B. Welcome to another edition of IDS Extra. Dating sucks. Does it? Does it? Guess that's what we're here to find out. Listen, I got my crew back with me today. Today, our panel consists of coming in on the highways and byways. We have the man, the myth, the legend, Diego.
Hey, hey, I'm a new virgin.
Oh my Jesus.
What? Okay.
Also, hitting the roads on the Amtrak straight from the Boogie Down.
Nope.
Yes. Yeah, I had it right.
Boogie Down Bronx.
Yeah, oh, I had it right.
Yeah, remember the last time.
You can stay out of my head.
My bad.
Yes.
Boogie. I messed up on the first show.
You and your mistakes.
Yes.
I said my bad. Damn.
Hola.
We have Miss Sonya.
Yes. Hola. Hola.
Ooh, say something in Spanish.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I mean, come on, girl.
A fee.
I mean, okay, I can even do that.
Calla, boca.
Sí.
Silencio? Motherfucker?
Bienvenidos a la programa en deep.
There you go.
There you go.
That's all I was saying.
All right. And as you have heard, her reign started earlier. All hail the queen.
Thank you for recognizing.
No doubt. We also have a special guest with us today on our panel. He wants to be simply known as by John. But I'm going to dub him.
Oh, boy.
J-Mac.
I can live with that. I've been called that before, so.
It feels natural.
All right. You can move that and get comfortable, you know, if you want to stay in your super reclined position. You know what I'm saying? It'll come to you.
All right. Is it working?
It's working.
Oh, it's working. Oh, okay. You just got to speak into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
if you can hear you, we can hear you.
Okay, a little novice. I mean, that's all right.
That's all right. All right. Just look at the red dot right above it and make it work.
Right. He was very comfortable.
I know.
Sitting all far back.
I mean, if he just moves it to him, he can stay back comfortable. It moves.
It's bad posture.
It's not fragile.
There you go.
All right. So, lot of energy and a lot of feedback from last week's show. I don't know, but if you want to get into that.
Let me get into this.
There you go.
All right.
Clear your throat.
All right. So we have some feedback here. So this is from BTG. This was our question we asked about, you know, the gentleman said a last name, you know, his ex-wife. No, I'm sorry. His soon-to-be wife wanted to keep her ex-husband's last name. So this is the feedback on this. So BTG says, absolutely not. IDS fam, you tell that man it's a no-go. And she can't understand, then she should go as well. That's highly disrespectful in my book. I'm all for keeping your last name, only to add to it with my last name. I can understand that her previous husband passed away. What I don't know is, was it during the marriage or were they separated or divorced? This might make a difference, but still, I wouldn't allow his name to be in the mix at all. Visiting the gravesite or having your breakdown moments is acceptable, but nah, to carry another man's last name into a new marriage? That's blasphemy. I might joke around a lot, but shit, you just don't play around with it. She about to be married to a guy that will take control of a household and be the head of the body. How is he supposed to feel that title and own that title, even if he doesn't even have full control of y'all name title? Assuming she would have a problem if your ex-wife tatted on you, right? Okay, that's funny. That's coming up. I bet she's the type to eat off your plate. There you go again, nigga. I bet she's the type to eat off your plate after she decided she didn't want anything to eat. SMH. Hashtag be safe. You know what? Don't you start that shit again, BTG. But thank you for your feedback, boo. We greatly appreciate that. All right. There's a lot of feedback, and I'm going to ask you... what's his name? What Mac?
J-Mac.
All right. J-Mac, I'm going to ask you one of the questions, but I'm going to read a little bit more feedback, then ask you the question, okay?
Okay. Hey, quick question, though. Are we going to comment on all these...
this on the feedback? Does anybody want to comment on that? Because if you have something to say, that's fine.
Okay, because, I mean, I think the first thing that struck me with that that commentary was I kind of understood what the guy was saying. I mean, I think that bearing someone's name is, memento of commitment. So to hold on to something in the past, I mean, regardless of what the circumstances, it just sounds like she really hasn't let go. And she's trying to fill a void, but she's not genuine with it, and she's not being honest about it. So, I mean, yeah, she would have to kick rocks.
Okay. Not kick rocks. I get it. Yeah, I totally understand. Okay, so one of the last questions we asked was, what do women think men are doing while they are waiting for the 90-day rule to finish? And I think this feedback goes along with that. Miss Davis says, let the sex happen organically. Most men have benefit arrangements with someone, even if they don't acknowledge the arrangement. You want to answer that, J-Mac?
I don't think it's just men. You know, I think it's everybody. Everybody has needs. So
I
don't think it's just men that are, oh, I can't wait till 90 days is up. I mean, women have needs too. I think it's just to secure that particular situation. I mean, 90-day rule, I don't even know. That doesn't exist for me. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm looking for it. I believe in the organic approach. Not necessarily saying I'm just, oh, yeah, I just go out there and I just dig in whatever. It's not that. But I don't hold, if a woman has a certain feeling about when she's ready to, she feels comfortable, you know, I wouldn't I think putting a time limit on it is that can make things that can lead to empty promises, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know, but we've already answered these questions, so this is feedback. So that's why you probably don't. No. We want to hear from you.
And I'm 33 years old, so I'm extra young with that shit.
Why he put his age out there? Why he make us try to make us seem all old and shit?
I didn't know. I'm sorry. See?
No, I'm teasing. But we've already answered these questions, so that's why we're looking to you to get your feedback. See what you think about the questions. Okay, so the next one I asked was, let's see. Actually, I think Diego asked this question. Have you ever broken up with someone and almost what feels like immediately after they get married or get into another relationship? Does that mean there was always someone in the background? So Ms. Davis answers again, it could be both. They may have met someone prior to the relationship being over, or they met someone right after the breakup. What do you think about that, J-Mac?
Yeah, I think that's true. It could be both.
That's it? I mean,
or it could be both, or they're trying to fill a void real quick. Some women are insecure and they just need a guy. Some guys are like that too. They need a woman all the time. They need to be in a relationship, so they boom first. But it could be both. Like they met somebody before, they had their phone number, and then finally they just said, "Okay, this is over. Let me see what's up with this." So I mean, it happens, but. It's hard to really say, I think it's a little bit of both. It could be.
Okay. You think both?
Yeah.
Possibility. Okay. Some feedback from Rude Boy. Because this feedback is funny because it kind of ties.
They won't let me use sound effects on this show.
No, not on the show. But it kind of ties into one of the questions that we're going to ask today. So just for you, Rude Boy. On the fella getting engaged to the girl with Delta bags, shout out Diego.
That was funny.
What if she said, can she get a tattoo of the deceased husband's name instead of the hyphenated last name? Would you let your partner get a tattoo of the dead ex? What do you think? So that's so funny because the question actually we had written down was, would you date someone that had their ex's name tattooed on them?
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. That's not a... Listen. Tattoo shops are on every corner. I will drag you to the closest thing. We'll get that right covered up.
Okay. I have a situation that happened. Friend of mine...
Me too.
Was dating this guy. And then she broke up with the guy. Anyway, he got married to this girl, unbeknownst to her. That he got married all of a sudden. Well, the girl that he got married to had his name tattooed around her neck.
Wow.
Now, me.
Right where my hands are going. I'm sorry.
Yeah, really? You're choking the shit out of her. But the bottom line is, oh, hell to the nah. Now, I'll fuck you with a tattoo. Don't get it twisted. Now, if you have another guy's name tattooed to you, hell, I'll call you by his name while I'm fucking you.
John. What do you?
Oh,
what?
John, J Mac. Go ahead, J Mac. whatever you want to call. But the bottom line is, I'm not going to look at you as a serious candidate for marriage. It ain't going to happen. That's just not going to happen. So, I mean, yeah, you can have a guy's name tattooed to you, but as far as someone that I would look serious as far as marrying, no, hell no.
Well, I mean, what if they got it covered up?
If they got it covered up before I saw it, yeah. No, not afterwards, though. No.
That's interesting. I mean, because if you chance meet someone and you guys have that chemistry and shit kicks off, you know what I'm saying? You're going to dismiss her because it's there?
Dismiss her like a bad habit. Because the bottom line is, because why in the fuck you get that covered up before you set out again to meet someone? Because the bottom line is this. If you still have a nigga's name tattooed to you, that means that you're still holding on to that. Because the bottom line, if it's over, I get it. You're young.
Is that? No, I think depending on who the dude was, I think it could be the results of a poor decision making.
I get that, but doing that poor decision making as you buying all your handbags and all the other bullshit you buy, I say, you know something? I'm over this. Let me get this covered up before I go into my next phase of meeting someone. That's just,
but,
I'm sorry.
You know, but there are some people that wait and almost use the next person as strength to get it done.
I ain't trying to be your strength. Fuck your strength. Wow. I'm not here to prop you up mentally.
Okay. All right, Miss Sonia.
I agree. And that's so funny because I was thinking the same thing. I think if you are in a relationship and you get a tattoo of somebody else's name, if you feel like it's over, let it all be over. And just knowing, and like the way I like to look at things is I like to put myself in the other person's shoes. So what if I was with a guy and he had his woman's name tattooed on his chest? That's gonna kill the mood. I mean, if even if you're like in the mix getting ready to do it, you look up and see her name.
How you gonna sit on his face with her name on you?
I'm just right. I'm just saying. It's not an aphrodisiac. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
But and you know what? This is a little bit different, but it's sort of the same. Quinn, you remember my tattoo that I had on my chest?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people. I had a tattoo of a naked lady crawling up my chest, and the initial response when females saw that was like, ew, that's nasty, da, 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 whatever. But it's so funny during sex, why are you kissing on her ass?
Yeah, but that's a naked lady. There's no name attached to the naked lady.
How do you know who that person is to me?
But the thing about it's no name, so therefore if it's no name,
how do you know that wasn't a tattoo of my ex-wife?
Because they don't think about that. They don't attach.
But that's it. You don't think.
Right. That's what.
So my whole thing is.
You don't think they would ask you? Like, hey, what is this tattoo about? Because I ask about tattoos just because I'm curious about tattoos. Mm-hmm. Right. I would ask you, hey, what was that tattoo about? Like, what does this mean? If you would have been like, oh, it's my ex-wife. She was, a catty bitch and she used to. I'd be like, whoa.
Right, right. So at that moment, if you want some, you might want to change your story.
Whoa.
And say this is some artistic. Right. I just saw,
that sounds like a nice tattoo. You shouldn't cover that up. That's a nice.
Oh, it's covered.
Oh, it's gone.
Damn.
Before we get too deep and we do our curve changing stories, J Mac, what do you think?
You know, at first I was kind of like downplaying it until I heard these perspectives. Because there may be some element of holding on to something that you think you can still reattain, I do believe that new chemistry can probably. Dissolve some memories, but if there's not a whole lot of effort in moving on, I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to say. I know some people that did get those kind of tattoos, and that relationship was so long ago, and time had elapsed, and they did move on, but they didn't get any cover-ups or anything like that.
Okay, what if you behind a girl? Let's say you behind this girl, and you about to get into that ass. And she has a tattoo on her back that says
Eduardo.
Steve.
Steve's Pussy House owner.
Oh, wow.
And with an arrow pointing down.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
what about that?
Well, I mean, come on. We already know what the deal is.
Exactly.
That's saying a lot, though.
Steve's Pussy House owner. But it's still the same thing. It's still a name.
I just feel that a tattoo that has a name, there is more of a emotional attachment to it. So right. I'm saying I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just know of a couple girls that have gotten over that situation. They just never got it covered up. I don't know how most people aren't going to really admit that if you ask initially. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's.
You right, ask what?
If they're still in love with that person or what have you,
I don't think it has anything to do with that. I mean, even if you're not in love with the person, priorities. If you're going to go into another relationship, think about that. Think about how the other person is going to feel. And like it was said before, all those bags you're buying, all that weave you're getting, thousands of dollars you're spending, get the tattoo covered up. Mm. I mean, eventually I am going to want to meet somebody else. Mm. That's what we're saying. Plan a little bit. Know that that's just not cool. And then next time, don't make the same mistake.
Mm. But see, I guess we're sort of, when you really break it down, we're sort of, I guess, in a way, asking a lot because, like I said in the beginning, so in a lot of these cases, I'm not saying everyone, but in a lot of these situations, so little thought was truly put into getting the tattoo. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we can expect people to now all of a sudden, have sense enough to think, let me, be proactive for my next situation and get this taken care of now.
But you know what, though? Like, nowadays, a lot of people, and I will even speak to J-Mac, your, you know, the crew from your age, if they're getting a name on them, mind you, they'll get the name and then get, like, two or three other tattoos by the time they've broken up with that dude. So in the midst of the two or three other tattoos, why not get their name, you know, covered up? Right. But in my opinion, when it comes to tattoos with people's names on it, unless it's your mother or your father or your children, don't do it. Exactly. And some tattoo shops won't do it. Mm-hmm. They will not put a name, you know, unless it's those people I just mentioned, right, on your body, because one, they feel it's taboo, and two, they feel like, no, that's dumb. Right. Don't do that. You know what I mean? So that's my opinion. I don't think you should put anybody's name on your body unless it's like I said, the people that I just mentioned. Right. But if you do and you break up, get a flower. Mm-hmm. Get something manly. Or shit, do what Nick Cannon did. Remember he had that big ass back tattoo with Mariah on it? Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, it looked like trash, the cover up. But I mean, if you go somewhere and get it done differently, you know, because you can kind of still see the Mariah through the tattoo. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you can go somewhere and get a nice tattoo and get it covered up, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But because, you know, that says to me, like, okay, so he has her name. Am I going to find somebody else's name on his body? Mm-hmm. Like, you was in love with Jennifer, mm-hmm, but you was also in love with Sally. Mm-hmm. You were in love with Sheila. Am I going to find random names and shit all over, mm-hmm, your body? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, once we get intimate, mm-hmm, I'm like, oh, yeah, and I'm kissing. I'm like, wait, who's next Sheila? You know, right. Who's Sheila?
Right. Okay. Finding another name.
All right.
It could happen.
I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't, but I mean, you know, I just think there's a point, you know, like if you got somebody's name, I think you should, you know, cover it up if it is an ex, ex's tattoo. And I mean, finding that out, I would need a lot of backstory, mm-hmm, to figure out, you know, to help me decide if I want to move on in the relationship or not, because it really could be you're holding on to her. You know what I'm saying? And hoping maybe one day she's that person that we asked, like we asked the question about last week. That's like, next thing you know, we break up and you marrying that chick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like you were still holding on, mm-hmm, for Sheila somewhere down the line, and maybe hoping that the relationship would work. Mm-hmm. So.
And just to kind of respond to Big B's question, we all strive to do better in our next relationship. So even though, you know, things move on, you always strive to do better.
I agree.
That's the way I look at it. But that scrotum thing is serious, though.
You know what? Shut up.
Scrotum love.
Shut it up. All right. So I'm going to do somebody's feedback that we got. Normally, we don't do it this way, but I feel like she needed some help. This is serious, people. All right. So from our last show, Miss T says, I love the show. Can you please talk about my topic? Miss T, we're going to do it just for you, babe. I dated a man for 10 years. We were friends for 10 years. We broke up because his job relocated him. We eventually got back together and we got married. Not long after, I found out that he had 2 grown children and he owed child support. Should I file for divorce because I was lied to and betrayed? What could I have done differently to find out? That's a lot of questions. What could I have done differently to find out more about his past and his children? He never said a word about any of his children or any debt after 20 years of knowing each other. And FYI, I Googled him and did a background check. None of these issues came up. Diego, I love what you said about not bringing your old baggage to the new relationship. Take your bags to Delta. I can't wait till you guys come to NYC. Wait, we said we were gonna come to New York? Okay. All right, then.
Saying, I mean,
this is wishful thinking.
If you're putting us up,
I mean, okay. Very well.
Renaissance.
So, all right. So,
Times Square.
So, a lot. Dated a man for 10 years, friends for 10 years. So, they've known each other for 20 years, 2 grown children. He owes child support. You know, what should she do? Should she file for divorce or just stay, work it out? I mean, you know, he has a whole bunch of debt and shit she ain't even know about. What should she do? J Mac, come on. Go to you first.
Damn.
He said, damn.
That's a lot. Man, that's a lot. Yeah, that's quite.
It's real out in these streets.
Yeah, that's just, man, and in the sheets, it seems, man. Jeez, this dude is like, yeah, I mean, that's a heap of, you know, secret keeping, you know what I'm saying? Especially to be married to somebody, you know. I think that's something that, I mean, I'm big on honesty and being genuine, you know. So that didn't sit right with me, you know, especially, you know, I try to represent myself as a quality man. So I can't vouch for a man like that doing, you know, holding that away from his wife, you know. And, you know, and also just being a father, you know, I would think just to have some pride as a father, you would mention I have children, you know, they're grown, they're doing this, that. But the fact that you owe that much money in child support, I mean, makes me question how much you value that responsibility as a father. So that's, I mean, those are a lot of strikes, I think, against him. I don't, you know, there's not a lot of information she's given. It's just her perspective, but it sounds terrible.
Are you serious? Because
she gave
a lot of information.
It's still her perspective, how she perceived it. But mm-hmm. at the same time, I mean, that's a lot of bad stuff that he has to explain. And I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't sound good for him, you know. So they got to do it. I'm not so big on just let me file these divorce papers, you know, because, you know, we don't hear his point of view. But yeah, that sounds like something she might have to, you know, consider leaving that situation before, you know, she gets thrown into that debt and he's asking her for money and doing all kinds of stuff. And, you know, that will lead to divorce anyway, you know. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, Miss Sonia, I'm going to let you go next, madame.
Okay. I was just thinking about this whole thing. And I think that the deception alone would just have me on edge. You know, I mean, obviously there's something there. You've known him for 10 years and then you get back together and then you're, you know, and then he leaves and he comes back and you get married. So the chemistry is there. I get it. But it always makes you wonder, what else is he lying about? What else is there? I mean, because that's a big thing. Children, like, how do you hide kids? So, you know, it's always going to be in the back of your head. So, I mean, even though they're still married and they, you know, probably going to try to work it out. Evidently, she probably loves him because she wouldn't have married him and she's still with him. But in the back of your mind, you have to always be thinking, what else am I going to find out? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's and to have any kind of relationship like that is very uneasy. You know, I don't think it's good.
I mean, she'll never trust him.
Yeah.
She'll never trust him again.
I'm seeing some counseling there, because I wouldn't be able to trust him.
Diego?
Go Big B.
My head was turned that way. I didn't see you.
No, I was saying, how you
going to Big B? Oh, okay. Diego, go ahead.
Okay.
I know you're waiting.
No. I mean, okay. First of all, let's look at this. First of all, I'm going to put this all on you. Oh, and wow. I'm going to have to send you back to school.
We back to clapping again?
Well, going back to school for women snooping, okay? Because evidently you failed in that course. Okay? Because, come on, 20 years? What the hell you think he was doing for 20 years? You didn't do your investigative reporting. Damn, Google. Come on, women, y'all know.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all know.
You don't know nobody that worked for the police department?
I'm serious. I mean, y'all can find out. Hell, I mean, y'all knew what Bin Laden was before the government did.
You know what?
Okay? Because one thing, a woman will find out shit. So the bottom line is, you was either stuck on the dick and didn't want to know until it all came out, gushing out, and he probably came with this confession and everything like that. But the bottom line, you just didn't do your investigating the proper way. Now, let's get back to the point. Y'all known each other for 20 years. 20 years? Come on. In 20 years, you dated, y'all were friends. Well, evidently, you could have been that close of friends, because if you were true friends, he would have told you about his exploits, his children. So evidently, you wasn't that close of friends, okay? Then you start, you know, y'all got together and y'all got married and everything like that. Well, now you're already in it, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell you get out your marriage, because I think marriage is a good thing. And I think you should try to work it out the best way you can. As far as the debt goes, then, you know, that's something you guys have to work it out. Just because you're married don't mean you have to take over his debt. Just say, look, motherfucker, you got to pay your bills and take care of your shit, okay? But the bottom line is that it's your fault, though, okay?
Damn. What if you don't put it all on her?
There it is on her, because the bottom line, she should have known.
What'd you say, Sonia? I said,
well, what if he doesn't have the money to pay his debt? Should she be responsible for it?
No. She's going to be responsible.
But I was going to say legally, wouldn't she?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, she's going to be responsible for it because when they come after him for child support, they're going to look at you guys as a unit and go child support based on you guys' income together. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of in it, but, you know, you can.
So should they she's only really going to get
affected if she files joint tax return.
Right.
Which she may have been for the last 10 years, right. Maybe.
But she can always
But if she's been doing that, she would have known sooner because they would have snatched that joint tax return.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, true that.
So, I hate sort of being on the fence with this, but I am sort of on the fence. The first thing I want to say is you guys were together for 10 years. He rolled out. He came back. Did he have those kids while you guys were together the first time, or did it happen while you were apart? If it happened while you were apart, you can't really... you're not saying that you're looking at this as sort of a cheating angle, but I guess I'm trying to put this nicely.
Don't put it nice.
Just say it.
Don't put it nice.
Just say it. Be honest. She sounds like she needs some honesty. No, so
I feel you. I feel you. First of all, the gentleman should have rapped to you about it. I'm not going to exonerate him from not talking to you. But what I do want to do is ask a general question. How accessible are you to have a conversation with? You know what I'm saying? Are you the type of person that you just blow the fuck up off the littlest thing, which might have put this guy in a position where ain't no way I can tell her about this. She get mad because I ate the last pack of Ooze and Noodles ready to break the fuck up. You know, how am I going to tell her about this? And you know, it may sound a bit trivial, but it's so fucking real. You know what I'm saying? And that does, and again, I'm not excusing him for anything, but you have to, at least for me, in all my failed relationships and everything, no matter how many times I can point a finger and say, this was a situation, that was a situation, I still start at home base and say, what did I contribute to this to get to this point? And in being honest with the whole situation, I think you have to do that. Especially if this guy did not had these kids while you were apart, what about you made it so that he couldn't come to talk to you about this?
That's a good point.
All right. I'm doing some, as you were talking, I'm doing calculations. So if you've known him technically for 20 years, you were friends for 10, married for 10, somewhere in there, he had those kids.
Yeah, how long were they separated?
It didn't even say anything about separation. I guess that's where everybody just automatically
went. No, she said that. She said they were dating. He was relocated.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. We broke up because his job relocated him. So eventually they got back together, so I don't know how old he is. I don't know how old she is. So because I'm like 10 years and 10 years. And then so now you have kids that are two grown kids. So somewhere in must have been a small break. I don't know. I don't know what break was in there in between. Right. But it still makes me wonder how, like Diego said, like, were you really friends at all? Like close enough to really, were you the casual friend? Like, hey girl, how you doing? Oh, good dude. I'm good. Yeah, dude, all right. I'm sorry. That's my word. I'm good. Oh, okay. All right. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye. You know, were you guys that kind of friend, or were you the kind of friend that you were on the phone and you were talking to each other like every day, every other day, couple days gone by, then you're talking to each other where you really were friends, or were you acquaintances? You know what I'm saying? And were you acquaintances and then got married and then therefore you didn't know about the kids? Because, you know, I just find it hard to believe, like, you know, like they said, it's like that you would marry somebody and you don't know that they had children. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm going to shit on a dude because I think that's some bullshit that you got married to him or he married you and you didn't even know he had kids. know what I'm saying? Because it's like a lot of people out here that date people that have kids, and it's like you may not be with the person you had the child with, but you don't even spend any time with them. Why would I want to date you if you don't even spend time with your child?
Or marry
you. You know what I'm saying? Or marry you. Yeah. And you don't even spend time with your child, nor bring them up in any type of conversation that we've had. Because clearly we've known each other for a long time. And we're on the path to, you know, to dating. So it's like, why would I even want to be with somebody like that? I can't say that you should file for a divorce. Because first of all, I don't know how much money we talking. We could be talking like thousands, like, you know, a couple thousand, could be talking 10,000. We could be talking like 100,000+, you know? So I don't know. I mean, and like B was saying, it's like, you clearly weren't filing together. So they would have snatched his money and your money, then you would have known.
Earlier, red flag.
Right. You would have known early. So I'm assuming you guys were probably filing separate, which is, you know, a lot of couples do, yeah. Which is not a bad thing. But I can't say, girl, dump him, go get a divorce and get rid of his lying ass, because there probably were flags somewhere in there where you probably shouldn't have got married to this dude anyway. Mm-hmm. And you got married to him. You know what I'm saying? You know, no shade, but you got married to him because maybe you're just like, I've known him for a long time. We were friends. I'm comfortable. Huh?
Time's running out.
I mean, maybe it could be that too. That's what I said. I don't know how old the person is, but you know, we were friends. We know each other. I'm comfortable. He knows me. He didn't have a tattoo of another lady's name on his body. So let's go ahead and do this. But, you know, anyway.
I just want to make clear, I'm not coming at you or trying to say that it's your fault at all. But I'm just an advocate of looking at everything involved. And, again, continue to look at everything.
Yeah.
You know, because one thing I noticed across the board, we all persecuted this dude as somebody that's not in his children's life. We don't know what the other side of that coin is.
Is
the baby's? I understand, yeah, but I'm just saying.
That's all
we assume that. I mean, is the baby's mother keeping the kids away from him? You know what I'm saying?
But you don't think he still would mention, "Hey, I got kids."
I'm not saying that he's right.
No. Wait a minute. I'm just saying, like, maybe it would be like, "Hey, I got kids, and the mother is keeping them away from me." You think?
I dig that. Like, and again, I'm not saying the dude is right, and I'm not building a case necessarily for dude.
Sure.
I'm just trying to give her a complete canvas in which to start her thoughts.
Could she say, "Hey, you have two kids, they're grown. Why didn't you tell me about them?
Just hear him out.
Why didn't you tell me about them?"
Just be receptive to conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Just do yourself a favor. Walk to the closet, open it up, put all your neck rolling, eye rolling, lips smacking,
pack your bags with
all
Delta.
That bullshit, all your slang, all that little cute ghetto proverbs, pack all that shit in there and go sit down and have a decent adult conversation with this man. You know what I'm saying? You might find out that your bad situation may just be that, a bad situation, and not this horrible scene that it looks to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hear him out. Let him, you know what? There was a situation, and I digress seriously here, but I had a job as a security guard, and they put me on a post at a car dealership. Somehow enough, my mischievous ass found a box that contained all the keys for the cars on the lot. So
somehow.
I'm like, and it was an overnight gig. So I'm bored as fuck. So I start, doop, doop, doop. I'm finding cars and just take them for a little spin around the parking lot.
Okay.
I got caught. And I knew I was fired. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way around it. I was fired. I was called that Monday to the office for a meeting, and the manager was like, "Tell me what happened." And I was like, "Man, I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I just completely and utterly fucked up. I did something stupid. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, and shit, I'm sorry." And he just stood there and stared at me, and he was like, "You know, I was really prepared for you to come in here with some bullshit about why you were right and why what you did was justified and everything. but you just came here and owned it. So, you know, I'm not going to fire you, but you owe me.
Oh, you what?
That was decent. That
you
was
know what I'm decent. Saying?
I'm like, but owe you what?
Like, I had to work, like, shifts that I wasn't scheduled for and shit like that to help him out.
That's nice. Bullshit.
You know?
That ain't nice. That's bullshit.
No, but he did.
I could have been fired from a job that I needed.
But I get that. But I'm like, but so now I owe you.
Well,
but,
I mean, the moral of the story is if you come clean. Exactly. If you give somebody a chance to come clean, right. Then the truth is always better.
Right. It's not like he said he owe him a hand job or something like that. He said.
Maybe. He knows.
He said, I'm not going to get fired.
And if you really want to know the underlying to it, when you work those gigs, it's like triple your pay.
Right.
So yeah, he's really hooking me up on top of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that was the point, though, you know, talk to him, give him an opportunity to talk and communicate with you before you come with all of the bashing and bullshit and all of that. And I think, you never know. And then, again, this is the flip side. You might find out exactly what you think it was. And if you want to send in your next question on how to get out this relationship, feel free to send that in. We'll help you through that, too.
But let us know how it works out, because this is an interesting situation.
You know, have conversation, and it's fine, and it works out, mm-hmm. and that's cool. And you'll just keep filing separate taxes, and it'll be fine. So we're going to take a really, really quick break, and we will be right back. Thank you, everyone, for your feedback. We greatly appreciate it.
The problem is, but you seem to be telling me old stories. Oh yeah, why do you lie? That cause fuss and fight. I try to talk to you so we can compromise, but you keep on telling me no. Padded room, imagining I'm a meteor flying out through the distant space. How does tiny speck call Earth destroy tomorrow? So capable of so many things, why make life taking place? But I believe that when you lose your root, choose the sunlight. Political dreams, not another excuse. Don't need another love song. We need a love bomb to just blow us away.
Hey, you, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. And I know the last segment, you probably already have some stuff to say. So please send your feedback to indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail, because, you know, we like to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. 202-750-1IDS. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and keep going with the next question. Someone that sent this in a little bit ago, and I'm like, oh, this is a good one. I probably should go ahead and answer this one. So, just hang with me. Are black women still a valued option in the dating world, or are majority of them jaded by reality TV, ratchet music, and broken homes.
Is this a time?
Why are we laughing?
Can I just do this? I mean, I know this is not IDS, but I have to do that. Do this.
What?
The views of Jay Mack, not necessarily those of the IDS Extra crew.
Oh, snap. Ooh. So should we go to him first? Because he looked like he's like bubbling in his seat.
He's chomping at the bit.
Jay Mack, are black women still a valued option in the dating world, or are majority of them jaded by reality TV, ratchet music, and broken homes?
Okay. I mean, damn. So I'm going to have to explain why I'm laughing.
Please.
So in high school and college, I dated nothing but black women or girls. They were girls then. And I remember, I'm going to give you one scenario where there was a girl, I never forget her. Her name was Crystal Park. She did the morning announcements and all that. She was Korean.
Oh, shit, you
girl.
Put her out there. Okay.
But no, she's very quiet. I feel stupid now, but she was a great, she was an attractive Asian girl. But I was so immature, and she was interested in me. That was the bottom line. You know, she was interested in me, and I was just so immature. I didn't want to date her because she was Asian. I thought my black friends would make fun of me over that. I was just not, I was being stupid. Now she's bad as hell. She already married some dorky looking white guy. They got a child together. And, you know, now that I've gotten older, I went through college and stuff like that. I just kind of have opened my eyes to just, you know, all races as far as, you know, relationships go. So over the last, like, I guess 6-7 years, it's been, I've been less interested in black women. And, more interested of people, women of various races. So I joke about that a lot at work. You know, I make fun of, you know, it's all in jest, but I make a lot of black jokes and, you know, I do bash black women, but it's all in jest. I got a black mother, obviously, you know what I'm saying? And grandmother and great grandmother. But, do I feel that black women are not as much of a valued asset? No, because all the qualities that, you know, the poor qualities that were stated, those also apply to white women.
I'm sorry, not to interrupt you. Poor qualities. So you're saying the reality TV, ratchet home, ratchet music, broken homes, that's what you're talking about? Or?
Yeah, ratchet. Okay. Yeah, ratchet's not good. You know, I would say, you know, but yeah, those, it's just, there's just different terminology. It's different terminology for other communities. Mm-hmm. But it all boils down to ignorance and character and all those things. That's what determines whether you're a valued person or not. You know, and however you absorb stimuli, you know, those are the things that determine what kind of person you are. And that's not race related so much. The different kinds of stimuli are what are maybe race related. So I wouldn't say that black women are less of a valued asset in the dating scene because of those, you know, those elements. It's still at the end of the day, it's always going to be about character and personality and how well you adapt to situations and stuff like that. So to me, that's just too general.
Oh. So you want that white girl. I know that's right, brother.
You know, I mean, hey. I mean, do I feel that the black woman is not an appreciated commodity? No, I don't. Do I feel that a vast majority of black women have gone a long way in increasing the negative way that society looks at them? Fuck yes. I think that, you know, like you said, with reality TV and with social media and things of the sort, I don't think black women do enough to. I don't think they do enough to say, or to let the world know that this is not really us. This is just, you know, just like you know, what they would call trailer park trash in the white community. Doesn't, you know, describe all of white women. I don't think black women do enough to separate themselves from what we see on TV and videos and, you know, and reality TV and all that, because too often it almost seems that that is the role model for the way we talk, the way they dress, the way they go about handling their relationship, the way they go about handling work issues, and so many aspects of their lives. You know, it's like, you know, in a lot of instances, they'll even reference, like, you know, don't make me go off like that bitch on Love and Hip Hop, and like, that's what you aspire to. That's the right way to do that shit because you saw it on TV. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't believe it's everyone, but I don't think enough is being done to separate themselves from the sick stigma.
Can I add to that just briefly? Sure. I just feel just one of the criticisms I have about my fellow people is that Black people tend to perpetuate the stereotypes that are cast out in the media. And as much as we would like to be represented in a different light, some people just tend to drift to what is cast out on television or in the media or what have you. And that, because that is glamorized, it seems acceptable within given communities. And we eat that, you know. And to me, that's frustrating as a Black man, you know. So I just think that is just, what we talk about with whether Black women are still a commodity. I think that in itself is just a microcosm to some of the other issues that go wrong in the Black community.
Can I say one thing real quick? And we've all watched these reality ratchet shows or whatever. And I'm gonna put a question out there. When there is a dispute between two women, what is the first thing that's done to kick it off?
What do you mean, like a fight?
Right.
Yeah.
What's the first thing they do to start the fight off?
Earrings come off.
That's back in our day.
It's always talking about somebody's man.
Always.
Yes, throwing a drink and.
Not too long ago, I was out, you know, on a date.
I'm not wasting any beverage.
You know what I'm saying?
On a bitch.
And there was a situation where if another person that was in the restaurant, like, you know, why the motherfucker keep looking over here, blah, 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 blah. And that was the first thing the person said, you know, don't make me throw my drink in this bitch face. And I'm like,
mm-mm, girl. Mm-mm.
I'm like,
$8. That's $15.
Right. I'm like, Sean, what? Nah. I mean, is this what reality TV has taught? This is the way we conflict resolute? I mean, this is how we do it?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and this one, I mean, it's just like, fuck. I mean, just, again, I hear some shit, like, sometimes at work or whatever, I'll hear something, I'm like, you think that's an acceptable thing to say? Mm-hmm. Because Carly Red said it, or because this whack chick said it, or what the fuck? Mm-hmm. This is what you take on.
Call me Red.
This is what you aspire to be. Oh, wow.
Diego.
Let me just say this. You know, and this has been something been on my mind for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Because honestly, for a person who dated the spectrum of women out there and dating white, Black, and so forth and so on, there's no one out there more revered than a Black woman. Okay? And I'm talking about going, you know, international wise, because you take an American Black woman and you can put her in France,
hello,
London,
hello,
Spain,
hello,
wherever, and they eat Black women up. American Black women, mm-hmm, they will eat them up because they look at them as the most gorgeous, the most exotic creatures out there. Okay, now with that being said, Black women, and I'm talking about American Black women, you know, I'm not talking about the umfufus and all the rest of them, but the American Black women out there, I think they do themselves such a disservice in the way they act, in the way they carry themselves. I think they put themselves a distant second to what a lot of men want to be with. You know, if you're just a regular Joe out there, not looking for the hip hop, not trying to be a baller, shot caller, all that other bullshit that, you know, women think that that makes a man. But if you're a regular guy and you want a regular woman, there's so many women, black women out there who are trying to do a little bit too much with themselves. They're trying to act like, you know, the chicks on Love and Hip Hop. Shout out to my girl Cardi B. I love you, girl. But anyway, yeah, I like her too. She's nice. I can't understand the fuck what she's saying, but I like her. But the bottom line is, the fact of the matter is, I think, I think black women sometime, because the way they act and the way they're trying to incorporate this whole idealism of how a black woman should be, I think they do kind of put themselves out, because after a while you get tired of that. You know? I mean, a lot of black women, I think they do a disservice to themselves. For the most part, you know, and if you get together, I mean, even with, you know, with other black women will put down another black woman in a heartbeat just for the dumbest shit, because her shoes are not nice or her purse or whatever the dumb shit you guys come up with. Y'all attack each other way worse than any man could ever attack you. So with that being said, on the answering the question, yeah, sometimes you playing yourself out of the game, because like my man J-Mac said, at one time he dated exclusively black women, but now he's starting to see the light.
He's starting to see the light, my brother.
Sometimes you just gotta open your eyes up to a different spectrum of light, and sometimes that light is a little Asian. Sometimes that light is a little white. And they always say go towards the white light. And when they tell you when you die, you always say you're going towards the white light.
And that's true.
But I'm just saying, it's
I'm
like
about to punch Diego. Diego would not be on the next show, because he will be in a coma.
Well, when they did say
what white woman or Asian woman going to visit you when you're in a coma? Right. None of them.
No.
But anyway, okay. Thanks, Diego. Sonia.
I just gotta exhale on this.
Please.
Okay. All I have to...
Oh, man.
Damn it!
It's about to get real.
And here comes the Bronx.
It's about to get real up in here.
Okay, so I have a couple of things that I need to say, okay? Now, I know people like Ratchet, and that's why Ratchet gets a lot of ratings. You have Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives, you know, Atlanta and all of that. But there are things on TV where black women are portrayed in a positive light. You have Black Girls Rock, you have all of these, you know, you have all these empowerment shows, but those don't get the ratings. Okay, those don't get the ratings because people like Ratchet. So, having said that, there are beautiful, intelligent black women out here.
There's one.
And that's right. And so it all depends on where are you looking. So a lot of times when these women are, they're trying to, you know, copy and mimic, you know, Carly Red and Cardi B and everything. That's because they don't have any role models to look towards. But because why? Because Ratchet gets the attention. So they think, oh, well, everybody's watching this. This must be good. So let me look at her gear. Let me look at her hair. Let me look at her nails. Oh, okay. Well, she's popping. I'm gonna act like her, because on the shows, she gets the man. She gets the rapper. She gets the money. Okay. But a lot of it to me is that they're not really looking at the role models that they need to look at. There are a lot of intelligent black women that are out here, and they're positive.
But again, what I'm saying is, if you're saying, I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
But the bottom line, you say the Ratchet shows are out there, but you got, you know, you got like Black Girls Rock. So shouldn't they be getting the message out just as strong?
Black Girls Rock is once a year. Yeah, I was going to say they do, but
maybe they need to kind of reinforce that, though, a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
They do. There's also Black Girl Magic, mm-hmm. which is also a hashtag Black Lives Matter. So we are out here.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to interrupt Miss Sonia, but we are out here. Right. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, if you choose to be attracted to what is, quote unquote, you know, ratchet or... you know, someone who's down for love and hip hop or whatever, then that's fine. That's what you like. That's cool. It's okay. But there are other women out here or girls out here that are doing, you know, smart shit. Like, there's just a young lady who just got accepted into
Ivy
League schools. You know what I'm saying?
No.
It's a girl.
Yeah, that's the thing she's, about it. That's what I'm saying.
But she's a young lady.
Yes.
So, I mean.
And she's black.
She's a young lady. So, I mean, she's
not. She's twerking, though.
You
that's
see what I'm saying?
And that's right. Why.
You see what I
that's
mean?
That's exactly no, it. They all are not checking for the girl who's smart as shit, who got her, she's about to
that's
just
not
be
true.
On her. Nah.
No. I'm going to tell you
you
why
just
not
said,
not well, I was just joking.
You just said, okay.
No.
I was joking.
Were
now,
you?
How much I mean, I watch you? Twerking video all day. Because
I was
going to
say, because we know Instagram models got mad followers yes. versus somebody
because
like the young lady who has.
It doesn't go beyond that. We know better than that.
We sure. Physical attraction is dope. And you, because that's when you first meet somebody. That's all you have.
Absolutely. But, right. you know, over, I mean, essentially what we're saying about these instances where people are emulating what's going on these reality television shows, it's lost identity. Mm-hmm. If you have to copycat what you see on television to feel worthy.
But nobody's checking for the white people that are doing the same thing. You got Southern Charm. You got Housewives of New York. One chick just went to... Yeah, New Jersey. One chick just went to jail.
But they don't
just got out.
But they don't
you
have an
saying?
Identity crisis like black
women. Well, I mean,
why do we have an identity
know.
Crisis?
It's,
let's
not
get into that.
No, let's get into it.
I will get into that because, like I said, this is an issue that this is an issue that it goes beyond just black women. You understand?
Well, I guess the question was black women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a deeper issue than just black women. Black women are just, they just branch off the problem. You know,
black women are not branching off the problem. I think black women or people, period, are going to what is popular. Because, I mean, you have Kim K. You have Chloe now has her Chloe cocktails with Chloe. Mm-hmm. You have who else? Black China's Marin Rob engaged or whatever. Right. So it's not really just black women. It's like I said, it's a lot of reality shows. Like like I said, Southern Charm, they're acting crazy. You have the little... I forgot what the little country white trash show was on MTV. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're acting crazy, too. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are just doing things to get popular.
Right.
But it's not all
black
people. Well, it's not all. True. Hold on. It's not all black people. It's not all black women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Hold. I'll let you cook. Let me cook. So it's not all black women out here just doing ratchet TV or ratchet music. And you know what? And if you are a black woman that likes ratchet music, that doesn't mean you're not intelligent. It just means you might like to pop it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you can come back and read a book by Thurgood Marshall. Mm-hmm. Or you can come back and read, what's his name? I can't remember. I don't want to mispronounce his name. But Between the World and Me, the author of that. H.U. Shout out. You might come and read that. I'm saying he's from Howard. You might come in, you might read a book like that. You know what I'm saying? But
at least you read.
You might have, you know what I'm saying? You might have a PhD. It used to be a show called Ladies Launch under the Black Astronauts podcast. All them women were very intelligent, PhDs. But sometimes they like ratchet music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they like twerking and they like getting crunk or whatever you want to call it. That's what they liked.
That doesn't determine your intelligence. None of that.
It doesn't. But I'm saying from that question and from what, you know, y'all were saying, it's like you can't, you know, disregard that just because a black woman might like, you know, following ratchet TV. Like, let's say Portia, the chick from Housewives of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That chick is crazy as fuck. But
she's fat as hell, what though?
Okay, well, fine. But she's smart enough to get her brand going. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not only is she on Dish Nation, she was just on what was it? The what's the Donald Trump show? Apprentice.
Oh, Apprentice, yeah.
You know, well, no longer Donald Trump, but she was just on The Apprentice, like doing some stuff with him. She has turned her shit into a brand.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Marilyn Monroe effect. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe was a genius by IQ standards, but she sold
her sexuality.
Yeah, and that's
which is what a lot of people do.
So that is not going to be proposed so much in the mainstream, and that is very possible. The people that are successful, we can assume that they have some business grounding that, you know, most people that are following suit aren't familiar with. You know, but at the same time, people that do follow are just that, followers. You know, so that look, I'm going to give you an example, and it kind of runs parallel with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
My friend got married to a black woman, okay? I admire her just being a man. She is very forthright. She has her master's degree. She made my friend's life better. He graduated from college. They bought a house. So her energy is so dynamic that you just get better just being around her. And she's a black woman. So she's, I mean, and does she listen to some of this ratchet music every once in a while? I'm sure she does. I don't feel that alone makes you less of a commodity because you indulge in some of these vices. My thing is, if that is such a big part of your life and you have to follow suit and you become one of these people that you see on TV, then it's beyond, it becomes an identity problem that you have.
Right.
And I feel that sometimes that, I'm just saying, it, like I said, it does exist. Like, you know, the Kim Kardashian thing. There's a lot of other races that are involved in this kind of media. But like I said, the disappointing thing that I find is that this is ever so prominent. No, not prominent. It happens so much more in the black community. And since there is so much stereotyping for black people, we have to stop perpetuating these stereotypes.
Or maybe stop stereotyping each other.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, what I'm saying? But the stereotypes don't always come from black people.
Right.
Obviously. Well. But, I mean, we black people don't run the media.
I'm just going off what you said earlier.
What I said is, I'm not saying that black people, I said we perpetuate the stereotypes. We didn't create them.
Right. Well, I'm just going to say it like that. Like, you know, great man Bundy said, the guy who used to be Ali's hype man. I can give up that pork, but giving up those white women, I don't know how y'all do it.
You know what?
I was hoping you'd smile about that.
All
right. Well, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next question. Diego has it for us. So, Diego, go ahead.
All right. This is it. This is like the ending of the fight. We have our little ring girl.
Okay.
You know?
Ding, ding, ding.
You know?
Ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah, she's walking around. Got a little bikini on. Go ahead, girl. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Are you marrying the ring or the man? Mm. Does the size matter? Especially in the age of Facebook, Instagram, sharing. In this day and age, why do women still feel that men owe them an engagement ring?
That could be like two questions, but okay.
Wow.
You want to take that, Sonya? Go ahead.
Yeah, let me take it.
Take the bikini off first.
Sorry. Okay. You know what? A lot of women do. A lot of women, they feel like the ring represents the man. So basically, they want to flex. They want to show, look what my man got me. He did good. He went to Jared. You know what I mean? So it's like they're not really, they want to show off and to their girlfriends to show them that he's making some bank, you know what I mean? And so he can afford to buy me this. But if you really love the man, you can just get a band and be happy. But, you know, it usually comes with maturity, and it usually comes with sensible thinking. Sometimes when you're younger and you don't really think about after the wedding that you're going to have to actually pay some bills and get a house and actually invest in some things, then it's all about just what it looks like to other people, what it looks like, what she going to say, what he's going to say. Oh, let me post my ring on Instagram. But when you get, after it's all done, said and done, and you turn around and the party's over and you're looking at each other like, I don't even like you. You know what I mean? And so then you start, so with age and maturity comes with, well, not even age, with maturity, you realize that it's not about the ring. It's about the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And so if you get a band, get a band.
Okay. Before you finish, so do you think that men still owe women an engagement ring?
No. No, I don't think a man owes you anything. I mean, when you're in a relationship and you love each other, it shouldn't start off with he owes me or she owes me anything. He doesn't owe you anything. What he owes you is his heart and his love. He doesn't owe you a inanimate object, a ring. Okay, so if you're thinking that getting married is all about the ring and the bling and it's 3 carats, you're gonna be alone with the ring in the bed, because when it's all said and done, if you don't get along, it's not about the ring. So
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things you and I were kind of about to talk about on the downtime was what I was thinking is just what gender roles in America really are. You know, it just seems like the responsibility on the man was, it's always been a lot. You know, we have to court the woman and we have to make all the heavy moves. And realistically, the dynamics of dating are determined on the woman's acceptance, including, will you marry me? You know what I'm saying? Like, if she says no, then, I mean, you can take that ring back to Jerry, you know? But if a woman is, you know, because I was actually on the wrong side. Not that I was getting married. This would happen. I was involved with this girl who was dating this guy for like 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they fell off. And, you know, I guess I was just a rebound guy. But apparently she was still in love with this guy. So, but she kept, you know, this, some of the red flags that was, she kept saying like he wouldn't marry me or what have you. And that's all she was really seeking was that title of being asked to be married, you know. And some people are enamored with that, that, you know, that the thrill of that. And you know what's funny about those two? They're divorced now, and they've married probably less than they dated.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm just saying, like, so it's whatever the intentions of that person. And, you know, like, I agree, maturity is a big part of how you value a marriage, because ultimately it's about valuing the marriage, not the jewelry, not the representation of the marriage.
Right.
The actual marriage should be the bond, the union. Mm-hmm. And I feel that people are just getting married so quickly after dating for such a short period of time to where they can't even establish the value of even the engagement ring. So do I feel anybody owes anybody anything other than a genuine commitment, honesty, love? You know, I don't think it really goes beyond that. Everything else is just a mere representation. And if you can't afford it, then, I mean, you know what the deal is if that person genuinely loves you. So I think you would know that before the question is popped. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I wouldn't want that held against me if I didn't, you know.
Okay, it's my turn. That was very nice, by the way. I like that. I like that. All right, J-Rock, I like that.
J-Mac.
J-Rock's not bad.
J-Rock. That's
J-Rock's J-Rock. A rapper, though. Right?
J-Rock. Well, you know, I've been drinking. J-Mac. I've been drinking. That's my third drink.
I've been drinking.
So anyway, let me just say this. First of all, let me just jump on this question in two parts. The first part is size. Does it matter? Well, it all depends on what you're trying to portray to your girlfriends or your futures.
Facebook, people. Instagram.
Yeah. Because really, the ring is really about the guy. Let's get this straight. Okay? The ring is about the guy. So when a guy gives a woman a ring, he's basically saying to her and her friends that, look, I'm handling my business out here. And that's why he gives a big ring. I mean, when I was married, I gave my wife a 5-carat diamond ring. It wasn't about her. Certainly she didn't deserve it, but it wasn't really about her. Okay? It was about me, because it was about me showing the world, look at me, y'all, and look what I can give my woman. And that was me. That was when I was younger, okay? So the bottom line, it really comes down to the fact that, okay, what's important to you? Is it important to be in love with someone and that person in love with you and you guys building a foundation of being in love and growing together, okay? As J-Mac said about his black, his friend who married the woman and everything like that. He built
his
him up.
Black friend.
His black friend, his black woman.
He's not even black. She's black.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, he married a
woman. No, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. The guy's white?
No, he's Hispanic.
Say that again. Yeah, yeah. She took a Hispanic guy and lifted him up. Okay.
Hispanic.
I mean, it's true.
No sound effects here.
But he did. He lifted Hispanic guy up. You know, took that little weed whacker out of his hand and lifted him up and shit like that.
You don't even know. He didn't even say what he was doing. Shut up.
We can be racist on here, too?
Yeah, we can be racist.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. We're racist.
I was going to say.
So talk about my ancestors.
So the bottom line is this. The fact that, you know, a ring is just a ring. Okay, and the bottom line, if you look at for a ring just so you can put it on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever, all these other social media outlets.
I'm so proud of you because you have none of those accounts and you got them right.
I know, because I don't like putting my business out there. But the bottom line, if that's what you're about, then you're going to always run into that same old thing that you might get married for that year or two, but the reality, it's not real. Okay, the bottom line, like, you know, like Sonya said, look, you can just give a band. Because that's what it really comes down to, about love between you and him. All these big weddings and all this other bullshit that these people be doing with the 17 bridesmaids and the 17 groomsmen and shit. The half of the motherfuckers you won't even know right. The time your second year anyway. So the bottom line, you do that. Now, as far as do a man owe you a ring? Well, look, I'm going to look at it like this. A man owes you a ring about as much as you owe him a dick sucking every time you come through the door.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay. So if you think a man owes you a ring, then you owe him a blowjob every time he stepped foot through that door. Slide up there with those knee pads with your mouth open.
Carry the one.
Because the bottom line is, what the fuck do we owe you a ring for? For what? We already getting the pussy. We already getting everything else. Why do we owe you anything? Only thing we owe you is our love, our undying devotion, and a happy marriage. So that's the only thing we really owe you. Now, so all these people think that, okay, well, damn, he married me. He owe me. He don't owe you shit. If you don't owe him a good dick sucking every night, then he don't owe you shit. Now, if you do give him a good dick sucking every night.
I was going to say, what if you get that? 3 months salary?
Then maybe he should spend that 3 months salary. But the bottom line, if you doing that, girl, I'm telling you something. I'm going to give you props.
Nigga, we human. We human. Unless your dick sucking skills increases daily.
Yeah.
That dick suck is going to be so passe.
You talking about that one gulp
after 2 weeks? There's only so many things you can do with my dick in your mouth.
No, I'm sorry. No, that good head is a good head is something.
I hear you, but I mean, I'm a realist. I understand, you know, human nature and the human body. And after so long, it's like, all right, you're gonna be looking for the next mouth.
Right.
You know, to see if it's any better. So, I mean, yeah. My only input to this question is every single one of my friends that got married with the bling bling, blah, 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 include myself, are divorced. Mm-hmm. Every one of my friends that got married with two bands are incredibly happily married. That's all I got to say.
So all right.
Mm-hmm. If you think you're marrying me, trust me, you working for that championship blinged out ring. Yeah. You're going to get a band to start shit off. And, you know, we'll revisit this shit every year if we have to.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't have a problem with rewarding greatness.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But just like I wouldn't pay a rookie that I drafted on my team the first year he steps on the team. When he, you know, when he wins me championships and he makes me a star, then he'll get paid accordingly.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So think about that, anybody listening, if you thought you might have ever wanted to marry me. You working for it. And it ain't going to be about a dick sock, trust me.
What about age scale, though? Because isn't it a sliding scale on age? Because if you're an old bitch, come on, really?
What? Wait a minute.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on. 47, really? You really think you're going to get a ring? You'd be glad if you get like some aluminum foil around your hand.
You know what?
Well, I'm going to marry you with the aluminum foil.
J-Mac, since you're young.
Oh, okay.
Instagram, Facebook.
That's
What the old man just said.
I mean, if my girl is heavily on Instagram, Twitter, and all that, I'm not dating her no way. You know, that's just because I'm on Facebook, but I'm not on there posting shit. I'm actually on there reading articles. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like my information. So I'm dead serious.
There's okay. Google.
I mean, I use Google too.
Okay.
I mean, I use all that. But it's just, you know, I have things that if you look at my feed, it's a lot of art related stuff. A lot of music related stuff. I'm not on there looking for the day's gossip. You know, so if my girl is on there gossiping and telling people what she is doing in our relationship, then I don't need to be with her.
I'm actually Facebook friends with them, and I can kind of vouch for that. And that's why certain things that I even want to get his attention to, I inbox him. I don't put it on his page because I see the way that he keeps his page. So I wouldn't put it on his page. I always inbox him.
Three pictures, you know what I'm saying?
You know, so... And I mean, that's, you know, I can dig that. You know?
Oh, no. You know, if my girl is taking selfies all day, she's not my girl.
Right. Okay. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But because what I'm saying, those are all the identity issues that I want to get away from. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get here.
Trying to build a brand.
Every day.
Right.
Just as every day as an individual, we should be getting better. And if you're doing the same thing that the previous person is doing, then you're not getting better. You're just getting better at being them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So... At the end of the day, if someone is seeking to marry me on the terms of how good I can make them look as far, you know, on Facebook, then that's not a genuine relationship. She doesn't respect me.
I dig what everybody's saying. I guess it depends on the age, you know, because I had a conversation with somebody that is actually younger than you, and they were talking about rings and how, you know, he was saying how like a lot of people don't post rings unless they're like it's a nice big ring, you know what I mean? And it's like, and I felt sad for that, you know, and it's like, okay, well, if you're married to somebody and you love them, and unless you have a, you know, at least a 2-carat ring, now mind you, damn the color cut clarity. It could be like clear as shit and the most beautiful diamond, but it might be 1 carat or 1.5 carat or whatever, or 2 carat. It could be the best ring, or you can have a 5-carat ring and it'd be cloudy as shit, you know, and not really mean anything, you know, according to the diamond scale. And he was like, well, no, that's what, you know, that's what people my age are doing. They're like, unless it's something really nice, you know, he was like, he even knows somebody that was like, she, I guess she kind of knew that it was coming, went, got a manicure, mm-mm, put some lotion on her hands. Mm-mm. Because I have seen posts where people like will talk about somebody, mind you, the ring is beautiful. Maybe she might have no polish on her nails, and maybe a little bit of cracks because she ain't know it was coming. You know what I'm saying? She maybe went to the bathroom, washed her hands. She ain't know. She ain't put lotion back on her hands. You know, and a lot of people focused on, you know, and I'm going to say they're haters. A lot of people focused on, you know, how her hands were a little ashy, or maybe she ain't have a manicure, or maybe she ain't have a nail gel set or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you guys said, I think once you get older, you know, you don't give a shit about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I got married tomorrow and someone asked me, and this has always been me, but if I got married tomorrow and someone asked me and they gave me a channel band, you know, or a plain white gold band or whatever, I would be fine with that because I know this man loves me and wants to be with me. And I would post that shit on Facebook proud. You know what I'm saying? And even somebody I used to work with, she had a ring that her fiance or her boyfriend, they were together for a long time. And clearly, you know, maybe his coins weren't stacking right now because they're still young, too. His coins weren't stacking, but he loves her. She loves him. And she showed her ring to people at work. And one of the people at work was like, oh, okay. Well, what does he do? He must be like a janitor or something because, you know, your ring is not that nice. And, you know, and I think that's some bullshit for somebody to say that to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're with somebody. Clearly, you love them because you accepted the proposal, the ring from that person. And to me, that's all that should matter. You know what I'm saying? And again, if I got married, I would be fine with that because I don't care what people think. I don't care what people say. If I don't have a manicure and I got a ring, it was a white gold band, I would post that shit if I felt like it because I don't really care about everybody on Facebook. But, you know, I would post it and I would be proud and I would be happy because that's what my man gave me, the man that I care about, the man that I love, the man that I'm going to take the step and the journey with. And I think that's all that matters, you know, but that's just me, you know. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, but don't you notice how the people that are haters are always the ones that don't have a man?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones that always want to say,
and won't ever get a man.
Right.
Her hands are real ashy. Yeah. What?
Right, but.
That's all you focused on right now?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you don't have a man. Okay.
Yeah, as they get off their third dude.
They're getting smashed already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, well,
that's what it's saying. That's what the book's saying. I mean, like you said, it is about maturity. And it is about ultimately what you are looking for. And I mean, but your approach is a little bit different from, you know, I mean, it's an admirable approach, you know, where you're proud of the step that you guys are taking as opposed to the bling. Does the size matter? Obviously, to you, no.
I said a channel band. You know what a channel band is,
I've never
right?
heard of it.
Channel band is all diamonds all the way around.
Oh, cool.
I'm saying it doesn't have to be like, you know, big ass diamonds, but it's all nice, diamonds nice. All the way around. And that's not even that expensive these days. You know what I'm saying? But again,
cut clarity.
Yeah. And, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that could be way different than, you know, like right. I said earlier, having a big ass ring that's cloudy. Right, right. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't even understand that whole thing, that whole dynamic, mm-hmm. you know, between having maybe a 2-carat versus the 5-carat. And it's like, oh, I can't even see the bottom to your yeah. ring because it's so cloudy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And it's really about love. It's all about how you and that person are going to grow sure, beyond, mm-hmm. you know, the engagement and the wedding and mm-hmm. all that. It's how you guys are going to grow after that. Like, you know, like Big B said, you know, you got to put some equity in that. You know, once mm-hmm. you put the equity in, yeah, equity. You know, equity.
The equity. Well,
sounds
good.
The equity, yeah. So the bottom line is once you put that work in, mm-hmm. and you know
that work,
that work, and you know you've been around for 4 or 5 years, then we could step you up a little bit because then you put work in. So you know that's the way it's all about.
All right, people, well, this has been another episode of Dating Sucks ? Again, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS. I would like to thank our guest J-Mac for joining us.
Yay. Thanks for having me.
Are you on social media where you want to share? You're like, nah.
I'm not on it enough to really I'll get back to y'all on that.
Okay, great. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Please share it with your friends that really need to listen to it. And we greatly appreciate you.
All right. Shit, caught me off guard. Look, hey, definitely want to thank everyone that that you know that has sent in questions. It's kind of funny. This was only supposed to be like 1 or 2, 3 at the most shows, and it seems like people are just getting comfortable and whatever. So hey,
yeah, we gotta keep it moving.
It's pretty much on y'all shoulders now. If you have questions, scenarios, if you want to put your situation out there, we will keep your name anonymous. If you just want to get a feel for just sort of whatever situation you may have or whatever.
You want to invite us to New York.
How about that? Okay. I need y'all to follow up on that.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
Look, I'm not that bougie that I won't get on the Amtrak.
Shit, I'll get on Mega.
I'm above.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I said
you
Amtrak.
Know what? Above okay. Mega.
Amtrak. Come on, sir. Yeah. I will
not get to New York smelling like egg rolls. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't say the Chinese bus.
Mega's different. Whatever.
All of that.
No, it's Chinese, Jewish, Mega, Bolt.
Amtrak.
They have cable.
Okay.
Amtrak, Cadillac.
You know what? Look at this Negro. All right, then. Very well.
But anyway, we have to get out of here. Thank you again for everyone. I am your man, Big B, for J-Mac. Sonya Song from the BX. Mr. Diego from all around the world, and your queen, Sadie. Yes, we're out.
I